Hump Day Quickie Swingers Confessions is intended for mature audiences only and contains explicit language and sexual situations. This is not intended as any professional advice. Welcome to Hump Day Quickies, Swinger Confessions. Here in the sex apartment, we share our own sex-positive stories and welcome our friends to open up about their experiences in the ethically non-monogamous lifestyle. Four men with one woman, 60-person orgies, and a dance floor daisy chain are just some of the sights our favorite sex club bartender, Flo, has gotten to see during her 13 years working at the club. She even shares her tips for success in the clubs.
And we're back at the sex apartment. Today we have our favorite bartender finally joining us after 2 years of waiting for this. Welcome, Flo.
Well, hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, welcome.
I think the first thing we need to jump into is how in the hell do you get a job as a bartender at a sex club?
If you knew my husband, you'd understand. A friend of his owned a bar and they needed a bartender one night. And I've been in the bartending business for a long time. So my husband offered up my services. Comes home and says, hey, honey, I offered your services up. I look at him like, what do you mean you offered my services? What kind of services did you offer up? He's like, well, your bartending services. I said, okay. So that's how you get a job at a club like that, you guys.
So you had no idea what kind of club it was, though?
No.
No? Nothing? No. Just hey, you're going to go do some bartending?
No, he only told me, hey, it's a big nightclub.
Did he know what kind of club it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At what point did you figure out what kind of club it was?
Oh, after my first day.
Okay.
Oh,
so no. You went in not even knowing.
Yeah. So when... Yeah. No, I didn't know. I walked in blindsided. Wow. I honestly thought it was a joke. I thought he was setting me up for a joke. Like, I thought somebody was going to jump up and like, hey, we got you. No, it didn't happen that way.
Now, this was at the old club where Nessa and I actually met.
Yes.
So okay. We're going back. So all the stories that you guys have heard happened at the new club, but you started at the original club.
I did. I loved it there.
That first night. What's the reaction? I mean.
Okay. So I was running late, so I can't find the club. I didn't go downtown. I was a wholesome Catholic schoolgirl. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't get out much. My dad raised me with an iron fist. And then I finally found the club, walked in. The owner was in a hurry because she had a big festival to go to that she had sponsored. She's like, here you go. Here's your bar. I got to go.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, hold on. I was like, wait a second. Where's your alcohol? She's like, don't worry about it. They'll bring it to you. Really? What? I said, okay. Where's your bar? I go, you got to register? You only take tips. It's like, what the fuck? All right. So I'd never bartended like this before. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, so it's a bring your own. I was like, well, how the hell do I remember these people's alcohol? Like, I'm like, is there a system here in play? Well, she had to go. So she left. So, you know, I'm looking around, couldn't figure out why the hell there was a big screen behind me. I was like, well, maybe they play music videos. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, you know? Music videos.
I was like, all right, this can't be that bad, but I'm nervous as all hell. You know what I mean? I mean, this is the first time I had bartended in a big nightclub. Well, to my surprise, first time I ever bartended at a swingers club.
Apparently, yes.
The lights go off, music gets started. Half-dressed people, naked people start walking through. I'm in complete and utter shock. Like, what the? Excuse my French, but I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, I'm like, this is a joke. I swear to God, this is what I'm thinking.
That's
to myself.
Hell of an elaborate joke.
That's what I said. Right. Well, but hold on. Then the porn goes on. Oh. And I'm like, what the fuck? Now I'm like, really, like, what the fuck? I was like, this is insane. I was like, what the hell's going on? Honest to God, I had no clue.
Could you even look at people when they like come up and order a drink naked or half naked? Or
it was a comedy show. Like, if I was watching me, I would have been cracking up laughing. Because I was like, what the fuck? You guys, I was in complete shock.
Yeah.
The thoughts that were going through my head. Does my husband come to clubs like this? Like, what's going on? This is a real fucking, like you said, an elaborate joke. Yeah, like, yes. And I waited and people kept coming up to me. I will tell you, someone did see how a little uncomfortable I was at first. And the guy, he goes, can I get two rum and cokes? So I'm pouring rum and cokes. He turns over to his girlfriend. He's like, honey, hurry up. Whip my dick out and jack me off. I'm like, oh my God. I grab the hose, the gun, and I look at people. I'm like, oh my God, what do you want? I was like, what do you want, people? Like, I was just so beside myself because I couldn't believe I was so naive. I realized, yeah, okay, this is a swingers club. But I couldn't believe at 38 how naive I really was. Mm-hmm. Because really, I really was raised with an iron fist.
Yeah.
My father had girls. We're from across seas. He didn't play. He didn't joke. Right. Like, he did not. If he ever found out I worked at a club like that, well, maybe after I explained it to him, he would feel a lot better. But up until then, he'd be very disappointed. That was the type of man that raised me. He was a great man. God rest his soul. I just couldn't believe it. This is fucking nuts. That's all I could think of. So I made it. And it started a real slow night.
Okay.
So I was so beside myself. I put my head down and I just kept bartending. Like, I was embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Like, I was like, I'm 38 years old and I'm, you know, I'm kind of afraid of dick. It's funny, you guys. It's so funny. I'll tell you a couple good stories, though. I couldn't believe how naive I was that a club like this existed.
Mm-hmm.
I had no clue that lifestyle. Now, I knew about the bondage thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I've gone to parties like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I've never seen. I had never experienced this. People did see I was uncomfortable. They're like, are you okay? Are you going to be all right? And I was like, you guys, I'm like, I'm a grown woman. I go, I'm just a little shocked. I go, I'm going to kill somebody tonight. I go, not you guys, probably my husband. I couldn't believe it. And though I was in shock, I knew this place was for me. Like, I totally knew this was home.
Oh.
I mean, I've been there so long now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew that this place was for me. So that was my first night there.
Okay. Now, by the end of it.
Oh, so by the end of it, after the 70 that were there, about another 100 show up after the big party she had. It was great. Tips were wonderful. I will not lie. I appreciate them all the time and grateful for them. But I go home. My husband's waiting up with this shit-ass grin on his face. All right, you bastard. I go, let me tell you something. If I ever catch you at a club like this, I am going to change the door locks, burn your clothes, and dig your fucking grave. I go, but by the way, I go, I'm working next weekend. He's like, wait a second. I was like, I got the job. This backfired on you. This backfired. I'm keeping the job. 13 years later, I'm still there.
Yes,
and
you
loving
are.
Every day of it.
And you can tell that from the second you walk in. And it seems the busier you are, the happier you are.
Oh, yeah. I love it. You guys see me. I don't care what people do.
Mm-mm.
That's not my business. I want to make sure that my customers get good service. Good, fast service. Why I get a chance to talk to everybody, too. Yeah. I love what I do, and I love where I do it. I would never go back to a regular bar. Never.
Oh, I'm sure the conversations you have at this bar as opposed to a regular bar are way different.
A little bit. I mean, not you know what? The people here are much nicer.
I believe that.
No doubt. Much nicer.
Yeah. At that first day, somebody called me vanilla. They're like, you must be vanilla. I was like, wow, why do you got to be so racist? So they even had to explain.
And you didn't even.
They had to explain the terminology.
Yeah.
Like the terminology. I was oblivious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Even after, you know, I went home and I said that to my husband. Had I known about this years ago, we might have done this. But now we're old. It ain't happening, buddy.
And I disagree. You could do phenomenal at the club. But
yeah,
anyway. You just brought up vanilla.
Yeah.
You, in fact, your husband is not, and you are not in the lifestyle.
No, we're not in the lifestyle. But understand, we agree with the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Would he love to do it? Probably, yeah. He'd probably love to. It's just not for me. That's me.
Yeah. We say it all the time. It's a blast. It's amazing. We love
it. It's
not for everyone.
I love being in the middle of it. It's excitement. It's different. I have met some of the greatest people there. I would never take 1 year back. I wouldn't take a day of it back. I love it. Actually, unfortunately, my kids found out. They laugh about it too with me. But I don't discuss like any of that with them. They know where. Actually, my kid's friend's mother told them.
Oh, that she saw you there?
She knew someone else who worked there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it was a little upsetting. But at the time, my son's like, my mom owns the building. They just rent from her. I was like, sweetheart, believe that for a long time.
Yeah, that's great. Yes, that's what it is. Yes.
I was like, yeah, that's
what it is.
Only because I had managed 20 places.
Yeah.
So he thought that's what it was. Did. It was one of my things. So he thought the person was confused. And then finally he was like, you do work at a bar, don't you, Ma? And I finally told him. I mean, but he's, you know, he's older now and he completely understands.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, this is my job, but I do love what I do. And it's family there. I'm going to tell you that now. Yeah. Over the years, I've met so many great people.
Yeah.
I would not work at any regular bar anymore. Ever. Because of this place.
I will tell you right now, I am envious of the spot that you are in every night because I would pay to sit behind that counter and people watch like a motherfucker.
Don't be envious because your body hurts at the end of the night.
To be clear, I said I'd pay to sit. Right. Just, I want to be abundantly clear.
Okay, yeah. You get
to work.
You guys actually get the better view because not so much happens up front anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not
for
like
the most part.
Right. For the most part. For the most part, it doesn't anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, at the old place, it was all the time. Yep. It was insane.
Yeah, the setup was different. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was definitely different, but for some reason, they did it more out
in the open there.
There were more voyeurs, I felt like.
Yeah. No, the issue was there were only 7 rooms at the old club, so
this is if where
you
we
didn't
get.
Start at like 11, you're out of luck, or you're waiting in that hallway and trying to run in a room when someone was done. So you're just like, let's just stay here, dance, and do our thing. But now with 20-plus rooms and a giant orgy room and another giant orgy room, you don't need to worry about that.
No,
there's
you don't.
Plenty of room to go back and...
Yeah, and it's funny. I think I've only been back there probably once because I'm always working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm always You're working. Busy. And then when I go, I feel bad because I want to hang out with everybody. And I feel like, you know what I mean? I just don't have time to talk to everybody. Yeah.
You always make time to talk to us, so I'm happy.
Well, I love you guys. I love everybody to death down there. I try to make everybody feel comfortable because I'm like, look, I don't do it, but I'm okay. Look, I'm okay. They're not going to eat you up.
Yep.
You know what? And sometimes I do have to reassure people of that. No one's going to eat you up. No one's going to hurt you. They're not going to make you do anything you don't want to do. And that's what I've learned over the years. I took the time to learn the lifestyle.
So that's good.
Actually, I'm envious. So you should never be envious of me.
Half of what I love about that place is people watching. And to have a spot where I could just see everybody would be.
I do get the best view. When it comes to that.
One of the things that happens in the front room is that moment when people walk in the club not having a clue what their partner brought them to.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. I've seen that go bad. That's gone south a few times.
I'm telling you, I see it the second they crack that front door.
Yeah, or like, when somebody's sister shows up or their parents.
Oh, no.
That's the best part.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's happened.
I believe that's happened. I just never seen it.
So let's dig into some crazy stories then.
A 60-person orgy?
60, whoa.
And in the old club, I believe every second of that.
Train. I saw a train. I'll never forget this couple. They're like, oh my God, this is our first time. She's like, I'm so worried. I'm like, don't worry about it. Just have fun. For the end of the night, there was a train on the dance floor. I mean, they were just on the dance floor, one up, one down, one bent over. I was just like, it's your first time, huh? I was like, wow, I'm going to have to remember that.
Wow, I don't want to see your second time.
Right. I probably have. Another good story was I had to find my husband. My husband decided to come down there one day. I was like, where'd this fucker go? I'm looking around. I don't see him. Behind the bar, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go ahead and take a break, you guys. This is like shortly after I started. I'm walking the halls. I didn't realize how uncomfortable I was gonna be doing this. So naked people everywhere. I was like, oh my God. You know, and I'm trying not to look at people's weenies. I'm just like, oh my God. So I'm walking and I'm trying to look for my husband. I kind of peek into this one room and this is when the doors were off. Like, so you could see everything. I think I started breaking a sweat. Like, oh my God. Like, it's like, where the hell's my husband at? I was like, I'm going to kill him if I catch him in a room. Finally, I peeked into this one room. Everybody stops fucking. Oh. Dick starts swinging my way. I'm like, Oh my God. And they're like, oh, look, it's the bartender. I was like, oh my God, you guys. I was like, I'm sorry, forgive me. I was just looking for my husband.
Does anybody need a drink?
Like, I ran, you guys. I literally ran. Aww. Like, oh my God. I ran. So I was so beside myself again. And this is again, this was one of my first, like, you know, first month. Oh my God. I ran right past my husband. He finally called me. He's like, Flo, come here. I was like, oh my God, there you go, honey. Everyone saw how, I'm telling you, how flush I became and me taking off. That when they came to the bar, they're like, you okay? They had to ask me, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, you guys, I'm good. I was like, you know, I was like, that was the first time I've ever been back there. Like, a couple of people knew how embarrassing it was. Mm-hmm. Like, for me. Like, they could see it. They're like, are you okay? I'm just like, I don't know what's wrong with me, you guys. I'm like, I'm 38 years old and I'm afraid of dick. Like, I don't get it. I was like, I don't understand this. European people usually don't have a problem with naked people. He's like, what the hell are you doing back here? I was like, oh, I thought I was going to bust you doing something. He was like, what's wrong with you? He's like, go back to bartending. But, so yeah, my husband's been down there. That was another fun event for me.
Other crazy things you've seen.
The craziest one was when a couple brought down their kids.
Oh no.
So the daughter found out that the parents were into the lifestyles. They weren't freaks like that, you guys. Come on now. And the guy explained it. He's like, look, my daughter found out. She's married. She's a grown woman. She asked to come down here, so check the club out with us. It's not like we're going to watch her do anything or she's going to watch us do anything. We just wanted to check it out. I was like, look, man, I'm not here to judge you. Yeah. I'm just here to wait on you.
If you need a drink, let me know. Outside of that.
I don't care what you do. I was like, you ain't got to tell nobody. Tell who you want. Don't bother me. I go, do what you want to do. It's your life. I don't care. And that's why I think I fit right in.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what you do, as long as no one's being hurt.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Everyone's consenting, which everyone is always consenting. And it's not like anyone's being hurt in the process.
Right.
So why should I judge you? When you see your coworkers out on the dance floor, their pants drop down to their ankles, and they're just having a great old time.
Now, when you say coworkers, you mean in your regular day job coworkers?
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget when all of them walked in. That wasn't good. This was when I first started. A bunch of people that I knew that I was actually working with during the day showed up down there, and they're like, oh, my God, Flo, what are you doing here? I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I work here. What are you doing here?
Yeah. I get paid to be here. How about you?
I was like, you guys, you have nothing to worry about. Come on and have a good time. And they continue to come. But like most people that I do know and see them, like they that don't know I work there and they see me, they don't come back sometimes.
Oh.
I was like, it's not a big deal. I'm like, I work here. See, to me, this is normal. I don't know if that makes sense. To a vanilla person, this is normal.
Yeah.
It's
the fear of, oh shit, this person now has seen me and they could out me for being here. And
yeah, I would never.
People
do that.
Don't grasp that that person that you just saw is in the same place that you're in.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's kind of what I tell people. They're like, oh my God, what if I see someone I know? What if they
and
see
you? Say,
you?
Hi, nice to see you where I'm at.
Like, what if they see you and they know you? What are they going to say, huh? Mm-hmm. I go, that doesn't make sense. You guys are both in the same place.
Right.
Or I try to make people feel comfortable. I'm like, just tell them you're the bartender's friend.
Right. You're just here and have a couple drinks.
Yeah. And check out the place. Mm-hmm. But I always encourage people to come down there and check it out.
Glad you brought that up because I need to thank you because two of our favorite people who were just on recently, Joe and Caitlin, are amazing people who said, oh my God, Flo got us to come here. And this is amazing.
Yes. All right. So you guys met them. Huh?
Yes. Yes. They are fantastic.
Very sweet.
You know what? Yes. I met them through some friends who actually know I work there. And I tell them, I'm like, this is not for somebody who isn't mentally grown.
No.
Like, right. This is not for you. Don't come there. Don't show your ass because, you know, this is serious to people.
Yeah.
Like, this is their lifestyle and it doesn't hurt you in any way. You should save the judgmental things.
Yep.
You know, save it for somebody else.
Right. Yeah.
Especially with me, they all know better. Especially with me, they know better. Because people do question me. And I check them, and then I put it in perspective for them. Because I didn't know at first either. Because at first, I was like, oh, touch mine and watch what happens.
Yeah.
That was my mentality. Mm-hmm. But I understand it. I understand the lifestyle. And I'm telling you, I love it. Especially, like you said, in my position, I get to see the greatest things.
Yep.
The greatest things.
Get a firsthand view out in the bar and club area as people are making those connections. that, oh, wow, you are actually someone I would like to have sex with. We are having a good enough conversation that, you know what, we can take this to the next level. And, oh, there happens to be a room back there that we can do that right now. We don't have to go anywhere. This is perfect.
Right.
And you get to see that firsthand.
I watch it all the time. I watch it all the time, you guys.
No idea.
Well, and you get to see all the people leaving at the end of the night, too, where, you know, their hair is all fucked up. And
oh, I see the greatest shit. People walking out with
you're
their,
like, oh, you
with
had
their
a good
underwear
night.
Just around their ankle.
I bet.
Having that firsthand view of everyone, what kind of advice would you have people who are brand new to going to a club?
My advice would be make sure you're prepared. Make sure you discuss it with your partner.
Like what?
Your boundaries. Mm-hmm. One thing I've learned about this lifestyle is you better set them boundaries. Both you and your mate better be on that same page.
Completely.
I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it 100%. Go south.
Yeah.
I've watched it go south.
Yeah.
And it wasn't pleasant. That would factor into why I wouldn't do this. You got to be prepared. Make sure you guys get your boundaries figured out. Make sure you're mentally prepared. And you don't have to rush right into it. That's the one thing you really don't have to do. Make sure you're comfortable.
And I want to emphasize that because you said it a little earlier. Nobody's going to force you to do anything.
Absolutely
you
not.
You are there. You can do whatever it is you want to do
one,
with right. people that are agreeing to do whatever it is that you might
absolutely.
Want to do. But if you just want to be there and hang out in a sexy atmosphere, that's what more than half the people there do.
Yep.
Most of them do not go back and actually fuck.
I've never seen so many amazing people be so comfortable in their skin. Mm-hmm. Because me, myself, I'm not comfortable.
I don't understand why, but we'll let it go.
I absolutely, like, that's why I love this place. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I love it. I love this lifestyle. It's actually almost out of the movies from my perspective.
Yeah.
Right.
In my head, I'm like this fabulous bartender who can make these amazing, good looking drinks. That's not true though. None of that shit's true. I'm like a goddamn beer and shot person. That's it. But I love it. But not to get off the topic, just make sure you're prepared for all of this. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you are prepared. No one's forcing you to do anything. Try it out. You'll figure it out. You'll figure out if it's for you or not.
So you've had your discussion, you're prepared, you have your boundaries. How can you be successful at a club?
Confidence. Mingle. And don't fucking mingle with the bartender. That bitch is vanilla.
You're getting dude, nowhere with
right,
her.
You'll get nowhere with her. Other than a good time, maybe a good laugh.
And a lot of laughs, yeah.
So, yeah, just, I'm telling you, have that confidence. Go out there, try it. Just try it. And every single one of these people are beautiful. I'm going to tell you that now. I've had so many people come in there, talk to me about how they feel. Like me, I'm insecure. I'll tell you what, it'd take a lot to get my goddamn clothes off. All right? Because I feel like people would pay me to keep my clothes on. That's how I feel. But I try to make
again,
every person.
I disagree. Yeah.
I try to make every person feel good about themselves down there mm-hmm. because I see the confidence level
yep.
of people.
Yeah.
And I think that's amazing. Yeah. So I just, again, be comfortable. Be comfortable yeah. in your own skin, be confident, and mingle.
And that mingle is a good one because we actually had somebody on who was talking about their first night at the club. And they said, we were talking to Flo. And finally she turned to us and said, why are you talking to me? Go talk to someone else if you want to try to be right. successful here.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Go talk to them. I'm like, don't talk to me, guys. I'm just a bartender.
But you do a good job at making people feel comfortable. And that speaks amazing to how good you are at this job and how you know that people need kind of that comfort for a little bit before they can maybe be off and running.
You guys, I needed it the first day I started. All right.
We all do walking in for the first time. I mean, I was very much like you. I was raised Catholic. I didn't know swingers were like a real thing. I thought it was just a movie thing.
Right.
And walking into a sex club for the first time, I'm like, oh, wow. There's porn on every TV right. and people are naked and like
and
it just
and they're
blows
fucking
your
right
mind.
In front of you like, oh my God, I just saw his penis.
Right. Like, oh my do God. I look or do I not look? I don't know if I'm supposed to look.
I was like this, you guys. I never looked. So, but it took me back to, I wish more people would check it out. I really do wish more people would check it out.
I agree.
Because again, I can respect the lifestyle. I don't respect cheaters.
Yep.
Right.
I don't respect. And when I put that, like, again, when I put that into perspective for somebody, that's what I go with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, sometimes I hear guys say, oh, nobody wants to be with me.
Aw.
But then again, I'm like, you're crazy. I'm like, if I was in the lifestyle, I would.
Yeah.
Again, you guys, key thing, mingle, make friends, talk to people. If you don't get somewhere one week, you might the next.
Yeah.
You never know.
And it changes. And I think you can speak to that, is that every party has a different vibe, brings different people out, and different people connect differently. I mean, there's been times we've come to some of the biggest parties and had a terrible time, come to the smallest parties, had a great time, or vice versa. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It just is what it is every single night.
Yep, absolutely. It is a different vibe every time. I've been doing it for 13 years there. I love it. I love the busy nights, but I appreciate the slow nights. Sure. I do appreciate them. And some of my best parties were small parties.
Yeah.
At the old club, they were great. It's even better. I'm not going to lie. They were great there, but at this new spot, it's amazing.
The nights where she breaks 400 people, I'm still like, there are that many people in this area.
Oh my God.
That want to be part of this. And I know that's not even all the people that come to the club, because I go, wow, they're not here. They're not here. They're not here. And the numbers that are growing and how popular this place is becoming.
Oh, I can't believe how many people want to check it out.
Yep. Like,
it's kind of shocking. Sometimes when I do decide to mention it out in public, people are like, where's that at? I'm like, see you next weekend, guys.
Yep.
See you next weekend.
See you there.
And everybody we talked to, I had no idea something like this is a real thing. Yeah.
So one day, you know, I had gone to this bar and I'm sitting there and I hear these two guys talking about bartenders. I get to the conversation. I was like, oh my God, you know, bartenders, blah, 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 blah. Then I mentioned that I'm a bartender and they ask where. And I, you know, I was like, oh, the club. They were like, oh my God, I was just down there. Now, mind you, he's sitting there with a friend. He goes, oh my God, we were just down there. But we're talking freely about the club.
Mm-hmm.
His friend's looking. His friend's looking at him with his jaw dropped down to the ground.
Yep.
And I'm
just
watching
outed
his
him
face.
To his friend.
So I'm like letting it rip because I'm watching his face, you guys. I'm dying. Because I figure if you know what it is, where it is, you're going to say something. Right. You're going to say something afterwards. But this guy didn't even buy. He didn't care that his friend was sitting there. didn't care. So
that's the thing, because all of us want that moment to be able to go, oh my God, yes, that's where I go. And hey, now I'm sure, yes, we both are aware of this place. That works. And I'm sure he's wanted to tell that friend for years. That's what he does.
Well, he didn't tell him in 20 years until that day, you guys. His friend looks over at him and goes, I've known you for 20 years and I never knew you were a swinger. I started laughing. I couldn't take it. I was like, you know what? You have a great day. I got to go.
You deal with this.
Yep. You guys, I couldn't stop. The guy was in absolute utter shock. He was like, I can't believe it.
Let's start talking about some of the best things you've seen at the club.
Oh my God. You guys, everything's the best thing I've ever seen. I told you I was naive. So it's all great. And it keeps getting better. The best thing that I ever saw, we had a big ladies night. And I couldn't believe damn near every woman that came was involved in that party.
I've heard so many stories of that and keep looking in this direction going, why haven't you gone to this fucking thing?
Yeah, I didn't make it.
You didn't make it?
Not that
night. She still hasn't been to one.
No.
So that first night, let me tell you guys, it was insane. It was a great party. I couldn't believe how great this party was. I was like, God damn. And I'm telling you, the pileup was insane. I go, it doesn't get no better than this. I go, this is better than the movies, God damn it. You guys, it's better than the movie because it still shocks me.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why. I mean, I should expect it. It still surprises me. I'm like, it's still impressive to me. I'm like, man, that's fucking impressive. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it. And I get to see it up close. They had a live band. Have you ever seen a bunch of naked people jumping around?
I've seen volleyball.
Well, I don't know. This was a very packed night. This would have been like 200 bodies just jumping around. It was like I was in a European concert. Yeah. They do have the best concerts.
Yeah.
Another good one was when people used to fuck right on the bar. I mean, I would get like, I almost had to give people instructions on how to eat pussy. Like, that's how close and how great it was. And I'm just like, oh my God, you guys got to understand, to me, this is all great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All of it's great. Everything that I've experienced in the 13 years, the events themselves are good. Like, I can't believe how many times I've walked back and just seen massive orgies going. I'm telling you guys, like, to me, at one time, I mean, I never watched porn. So I was 38 years old.
So this got you started on the porn. You're like, well, if it's behind me, I might as well turn it on at home. Or
oh, yeah. You know how many times people caught me watching porn? You guys. That's a great story.
How is she?
You guys, I was supposed to be bartending the one night, and I'm watching a porn, and the girl was sucking a guy's dick. And I'm looking at it, and I forgot the customers were there.
Yes.
I was like, "What? Wait a second. What?" I go, "What do you need?" They're like, "Can I get a drink?" I was like, "Hold on." I was like, "You guys, that bitch cannot suck a dick to save her goddamn life." Everyone's like, "Do you want to show us?" I was like, "No, I'm good, you guys." You know, a lot of people ask me if they're allowed to like fuck right there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, "You do realize, like, in front of me, like, mm-hmm. right at the bar, you do realize you're at a sex club, right? You can
fuck." Well, as we do the tours, we were told that when we get to the pool table, say that there's only two places in the club you can't fuck: on the pool table and on the bar.
Okay.
That, yeah. As far as we know, you're not supposed to on the bar.
Well, they used to at the other one. Oh, that, yeah. This one they don't. Yeah, mm-hmm. This one they don't. But yeah, I'm like, don't you guys realize where you're at? At a sex club.
You have a lot of options.
Next to it, you're free to do whatever you want. It's actually on the bar.
I tell people you can fuck anywhere. You don't have to ask me. I was like, honey, have at it. Suck the hell out of his pecker.
I will say, when Nessa and Tommy were on the bar, you didn't stop them.
So. Look, I'm too busy working. Somebody else can do that. I'm never going to be the bad guy, guys. Nice. I'm never going to be the bad guy. I only deal with things on my side of the bar.
There you go.
Now, since you're the bartender, I'm sure that you are very aware of the amount people are drinking. We do a good job, or at least G does a good job, of titrating my drinks throughout the night so that I'm even keel for the whole night and then I'm not wasted pants. I'm sure you've seen more newbies, likely, I would imagine, drink themselves to oblivion because they're so nervous about being there. Do you say anything to them? Do you talk to them?
Because I love people, I'm going to read your body. I'm going to read how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. If I see that I remember my first date. I was uncomfortable.
Yep.
So when I see it, I do see it. And I've seen it so many times. I try everything to make them feel as comfortable as possible.
Yeah.
I tell them, look, no is no. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Take the first day, check it out.
Yeah.
Slowly progress. I go, but you have nothing to worry about here. I go, you're going to meet a bunch of great people. You're going to have a great time. And I promise you, you will end up naked before the end of the night. And I've told people this. I've even had people tell the owner, she told me I was going to be naked by the end of the goddamn night. So I try to make everybody feel comfortable, welcomed. No one's going to hurt you here. I go, as a matter of fact, they all want to fuck you. So yeah, you do see it a lot with the newbies and you try to make them feel as comfortable as possible. Mm-hmm. I will not let them drink themselves to an oblivion.
Okay.
I will not. I will cut you off. I don't care if it's your liquor or not.
Yeah.
Yep.
You might be mad at me now, but you'll thank me next week when you come back. You'll thank me for it. And a lot of them are like that. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand why they want to do it.
That's a frequent story we hear with newbies on your first night that you overdrink, that most everybody, you know, everybody walks in there so nervous, so worried about everything.
Yep.
I mean, you know, you're wearing half the amount of clothes you typically wear. You're, you know, in a whole completely different environment that you end up looking for more and more liquid courage throughout the night. And before you know it, you've drank way more than you typically do. And then here you are.
They're nervous as hell.
Yeah.
I have been in this for almost 30 years now, a pinch under.
Really?
And I have gotten nervous every single time walking into a club until the new club. Walking into the new club was the first time that I was not nervous walking in, and now I'm fine. But literally every time for those 20 plus years.
God, I wish I would have thought of this years.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. I'm telling you, I think it's amazing. I think what she's built.
Oh, it's incredible.
Oh, it's beyond incredible. I mean, I applaud her.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you that right now.
She has created an environment where every woman feels safe walking in there and safer than going to a normal bar.
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, she's not dealing with no one's shit.
Mm-mm. No.
She's not dealing with your shit.
And you know what? You go to other clubs and there are big burly bouncers all over the place.
We don't need them.
She doesn't need them. No.
No. It's almost like a family.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, we can see it.
Yeah.
We can see it as members there.
Even with the members. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even with the members. I get to know everybody.
Not being in the lifestyle. Have you seen anything at the club that has actually gone, wow, that turns me on?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, absolutely. I'll never forget when this couple, out of nowhere, the wife decided to go out on the dance floor and put this. I don't even get into women. It was so sexy. I was like, God damn, bitch, I'd almost fuck you right now. Like, holy shit. Like, I couldn't believe it. It was a showstopper.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that was hot as hell. Women to me are beautiful. I don't get into them, but I think they're absolutely beautiful. That was the best show I'd ever seen. I was like, wow. I was like, that was hot. That was the hottest thing I'd ever seen, because everything else I was too embarrassed to look at.
I was going to say, you're scared of, yeah.
You guys, I was embarrassed to look at it. I watched this girl had a threesome. No, it was really a foursome, but it was her and three guys. I'm not going to lie, I kind of thought that was hot. I was like, wow, I've never seen that up close.
Like, she's a pro.
Damn.
Just go get her.
I wish I could. Yeah. Shit. God damn it. I wish I could handle all four of those fuckers. I mean, let me see. I'm like, can it take what? Well, maybe. No, I was like, no, I can't do it. No, I can't do it. Sorry.
And that's where I'm sad we didn't have a video podcast.
The number of times we would love to video record this podcast.
Oh, my God. The things we could show. Yes. It was funny. On her way in, she sent us a message going, wait, is this just recording? And I mean, my head and your head typically as well jump straight to, are we doing more than just recording? And I'm like, wait, she's vanilla. What does she mean? Is this just recording?
And I thought she got in her head about like, oh, wait, they're swingers. And are they expecting me to perform for them or something? Then when we got down to it, it was because she just had.
She's like, I didn't put on everything that I needed to put on for a video podcast. So yeah,
she was just concerned about the video aspect. But had we have had a video set up, you would have seen her attempting to air hand job and air suck dicks.
Yeah, like, she tried to figure out how to engage with three or four at the same time. And
yeah,
it was a good show.
Air dicks.
Yes,
it was fun.
So she gets in the club for the first time and the owner's like, all right, here's the bar. I got to go by. And I will say that the owner is very constantly moving at all times. And that's 100% not a surprise. I could see her, especially on that night. I think she was hosting the fetish ball and had to get out of there so she could go be there for that. And then that's why it was a slow night at first, because the vast majority of the people in the club tend to go to this fetish ball. And then there's an after party at the club there. So that's why the crowd went from 70 to almost 200 her first night.
All at night. Yeah, all at once.
First thing she says is, okay, well, where the hell's all the alcohol? Don't worry, they'll bring it. Most swingers clubs are BYOB. So you will bring your alcohol. Very frequently, we see new couples show up not understanding this concept and don't have anything and have no liquid courage and are just, oh, where am I? What am I doing? Don't forget, check it out before you go to the club. What are the rules? Do I have to bring my own alcohol? What can I bring? What should I bring it in? Mm-hmm. A lot of clubs say, do not bring a cooler. We don't have a place to put a cooler. Just bring your stuff in a bag so we can put it in our own cooler and keep it cool.
And that's assuming they have a space in their own cooler, because I know that we've been to a club that did not put things in coolers, but also asked you not to bring anything extra as well. So then you were kind of stuck with, well, I got this lukewarm drink.
Yep. In the middle they of just night. Take the so. 6-pack or 12-pack and set it on the ground next to the full cooler and say, so all right,
maybe
see you later.
Consider bringing drinks that are okay to drink with ice, if that's the case. What I found amusing about this was I'm trying to put myself in Flo's place. I'm trying to think of her perspective. Here she's walking in. Okay, it's a nightclub. Probably looks pretty nightclub-esque when she walks in.
Without the screens on and the lights turned on, yeah, it just looks like another...
Just a nightclub. Doesn't really look anything different than what you would imagine.
The old club had a great big dance floor. There were special dance lights all over the place. The bar was a big U-shaped bar. Definitely when you came around that corner into the bar area, there was no doubt you were in a nightclub.
Yeah. So, you know, she walks in, she gets behind the bar. Wait, where's all the alcohol? Where's your cash register? Which you would assume a nightclub would be providing. So I'm sure that's like immediately from her perspective, like, what has she got to be thinking? Like, what do you mean they bring their own alcohol? What do you mean I don't charge? And then she even brought up, how do I know whose is whose? How do I know whose alcohol, you know, who it goes home with? What's the trick here? And I know our club numbers the alcohol with little stickers, and then they give you a bracelet with that number on it so that you can remember your number throughout the night. However, Flo is so fantastic. I mean, at least with us, I would assume she does this with many other of the regulars and people she knows. And when she knows your alcohol, once she knows what you drink, she doesn't need those numbers anymore. A number is nothing for her.
She knows where she puts your stuff. She knows what you want. By the time you get up to her, bam, here you go. Off and running. However, that first night, that could have been the greatest punk episode ever.
Oh, yeah, where she's just like,
You just have people walking in and out, acting like they're swingers, and you're like, wait, what kind of job is this? Oh, my God. Ashton Kutcher comes out, I gotcha.
Yeah, I could see it happening.
And it doesn't surprise me that our first night went well. Swingers are by far amazing tippers. When you're bringing your own alcohol, it's not much to throw a 5, 10, 20 to the bartender because you didn't have to buy those drinks. And Right. Now here, thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. And my God, tip your bartenders because the more you do, the better they take care of you and the better your experience will be.
It's not an easy job. Like she said, her body hurts at the end of the night. She's been standing all night long. And I know our club has concrete floors and I can't wear heels for more than, you know, the first hour of being there without my feet starting to kill me. I can't imagine being on my feet the entire night long actually working there. So
yes, typically by a point in the night, your shoes come off and you switch to tennis shoes. Mm-hmm. And then let's be honest, your shoes come off again and your legs go up in the air and you don't have to worry about walking up.
Yeah, but she doesn't have the benefit of having her legs go up in the air.
No, she does not. No matter how many times I flirt with her and try, there is definitely... The best I can get is that hug and kiss on the cheek. But
yeah, I'm sure that's a long way from where she started, though.
I would agree. One of the things that she gets to see, I noticed, like you said, every time people walk in the club, is when they first walk through that door, after having to sign a release form and pay a $60 to $100 entry fee, your partner is looking at you like, wait, where the hell are you taking me? Why am I? I've never had to do this.
Right.
And then they break through that door and then see people scantily clad or completely naked, porn on the TV, things happening. Again, it's not Sodom and Gomorrah. There aren't people fucking everywhere.
Right.
But still, between the porn on the TV and the way people are dressed, that first, oh, this is not just a normal nightclub look on people's faces. And we talked just about partners. There are lots of friend groups that go where one friend is like, hey guys, I got an idea. Let's go to this place. And all they hear is, I got an idea. Let's go to this place. Not
right.
Let's go to a swingers club. And, oh yeah, sure, whatever. And they walk in and we have seen that oddball friend who has no idea, no desire, doesn't want to be there. But it's one of my favorite things to see that level of discomfort. Half the time, it melts away and that person just opens up and I love seeing that. The other half, it doesn't end as well and it's kind of fun to watch, but...
I know that you could sit behind the bar and make bets on people and how their night began versus how you feel their night will end. I know you
I can
you love
tell you as people
it,
walk in the door exactly how everybody's night's going to go.
Yeah, just by body language. A lot of times what they're wearing will give it away as well, where you're like, oh, they did not go out tonight dressed, prepared to go to the sex club.
No, this was they were out to dinner. The topic came up and it was, all right, we go now or we never go.
Right.
And that's how Ron and Holly went the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at her. We have found this being a trend at most clubs where the vast majority of the staff is vanilla. They do not play. They are not in the lifestyle. And that always surprised me. How could you work in a club like this and not be in a lifestyle? And that's the answer. They can work in a club like that because they're not in the lifestyle. They're not being distracted, being pulled off and wanting to go, hey, you know, fuck it. Let's go in a room now.
Right.
And they can focus on actually working, walking around, making sure everyone's behaving, having a good time and all that. It's a brilliant concept. I would have struggled not just to hire all my friends and go, hey, let's just do this. But the idea of people that aren't going to play where you don't have to worry about that, how they still maintain, because there are some sexy guys, some incredibly sexy women and all that walking around. The thought has to be in the back of their mind like, oh, you know, maybe, but we've never seen it. And they are very clear. And then no, that's not what we're here for.
I think they do a fantastic job being professional when they are needing to be on for mm-hmm. their job. After having gotten to know several of the staff at our club over time, I see a lot of that melt away when we interact with them on a more of a personal level or just interacting. One that particularly surprised me was the doorman. He doesn't flinch when you walk in the door. You wouldn't even know if he's checking you out or not. But on my way out of the club, usually that demeanor of I'm here to work, serious, and I'm taking my job seriously has all melted away. And he's a totally different guy. He's mm-hmm. personable. He makes some comments here and there. And, you know, it's nice to see that, no, they're not blind to what they're doing, but they are being professional when they have to be.
Right.
I've seen both sides of it for them. And I think it's got to be the most fun job. I mean, can you imagine the stories you go home with?
Oh, my God. At my office, I just hired two kids who are going to co-op for me solely based on the fact that on their resume, they worked at a drugstore. And I'm just really looking forward to hearing stories of their people interaction. I couldn't imagine hearing stories from these people.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't, like, I think the stories they go home with have just got to be so great. And I'm sure it started off being like every time they went to work, it was a great story. Now it's dwindled down to just something that really stands out.
Right.
Because it's not even shocking now anymore.
Now it's just, it's more the bad times than the oh crap times.
Yeah. But still, it's got to be a great place to work.
Speaking of oh crap times. The time that her husband went to the club with her and she was at the bar for an extended period of time. I was like, wait, where the hell is this guy? And she runs to the back and obviously a sexhibition night. Mm-hmm. So all the doors are off and she's just sticking her head in each room.
Looking.
Naked people,
Excuse me, sorry.
And she looks in one room. That group of people goes, oh, it's the bartender. And they all kind of turn to her and cocks her out and probably hard. She's like, gotta go by.
The picture in my head is like that she painted is just very much like when zombies see the real human, you know?
Yep.
And that's all I can picture in my head is like, ooh.
Boobs.
And she's just like, I'm out of here.
Now, for her, she is the only member of that staff that does not walk around the entire club and doesn't have a reason to be in the back.
Yeah.
She will take a break, run outside and smoke and come back to the bar, never hitting the back. The other people that work the club, occasionally they'll jump behind the bar to help. But for the most part, they're walking around making sure everything's going okay. So they're walking past all these rooms. They're walking past people, walking in and out of having sex.
Yeah, they're real familiar with the sights, the sounds,
so
the whole thing.
Yeah. Having that pecker walk by you isn't a big deal to them. It's just they've become numb to it now.
Yeah.
But for her, it's like, oh my God, dicks. Ah!
And I think on top of that, though, it was a search for her husband. So she's just scanning everyone, trying to figure out if her husband is one of the people in these rooms. And I'm sure the millions of thoughts going through her head, like she said, if he's in one of these rooms, I'm going to kill him.
Yep.
But also at the same time, she's worried that she's going to see him. But also at the same time, she's seeing all this new stuff. And again, where do you look? But you know, you're like, everybody's naked. And
yep.
Most of those rooms are going to be naked people. So yeah, that awkward moment of, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not watching to get turned on. I'm looking for someone.
Right. So moving on to advice that she gave.
Mm-hmm.
Right back at the beginning, she said, fucking tell your partner where you're going. Mm-hmm. Don't let that be the surprise moment of, haha, surprise. I wanted to get you into a sex club and I didn't tell you we were going there, but ta-da, we're here now. Don't do that. It's not going to go well. It will not end well. Worst case scenario, what's going to happen is your partner's going to drink themselves into a stupor and be like, well, they wanted me to do this, so I'm going to go do this. And we've seen several times couples that came in that way. The wife got hammered and the husband went to the bathroom and someone happened to see a female standing there and started talking to her and her mind is, well, my husband wants me to do this, and off they go to the back, and then that guy's wondering, where's my wife. Talk to your partner. Let them know where you're going. It can be a, hey, we're just going here to hang out. Let's just go see what it's like. We're not going to play. We don't even have to talk to anybody. We'll just walk in the door and see if this club is your worst case scenario or if it's just a normal bar / nightclub where people can dress and act a little sexier.
But I think for the most part, if you are very honestly wanting to get into the lifestyle and bring your partner into it as well, I think that needs to be more of a real discussion. And then both of you take the steps to decide if you're going to go to the club and what night you're going to go to the club and how you're going to plan that. Because while some people may be better at acting in the moment and say, yeah, okay, I feel real gutsy tonight, or I'm feeling super sexy, sure, let's go and let's just try it out. You could ruin your experience by walking through the door, feeling like a deer in headlights, feeling like you didn't wear the right thing. Some people may not recover from that.
That's fair.
And may not want to go back then. Whereas if you're maybe a little more prepared, but that's me.
Right.
I can't speak for everyone and how it would work out, but I do think that that should be more of a buildup, not just a
I agree. If your plan is to really experience the entire club as a whole and all that, yes, you definitely have to talk it out, have the plan, know that you both are comfortable when you're going there. If it's, hey, let's just go check this place out. I heard about it. We're having a great night. Do you think it might be sexy to go look at this place? Mm-hmm. That might be the only time your partner is going to say yes and can get you in the door. And in all honesty, most of the time when people get in that door, they realize it's not that crazy nightmare place that they thought people were just going to run up and grab them and throw them down and fuck them. Mm-hmm. It's more of just a social hangout place where half the people or less actually go play. Next was boundaries. Discuss your boundaries. Absolutely know what you're okay with, where that stopping point is, where you're willing to go.
What you're there for. If it is just a scouted out mission, then that needs to be very clearly the boundary between the two of you and say, no, we're here strictly to look around. The conversation has to address, well, what if somebody comes up to us and asks us to play? What if we find a great connection with another couple and they start touching us or kissing us or wanting to kiss us or wanting to touch us? Or what if dancing on the dance floor gets super sexy and now you have naked boobs out? Am I allowed to touch those? Like, you need to very clearly draw lines on what a scouting it out mission might look like between you and your partner. Have those boundaries.
Another thing is be comfortable. Wear what you're going to be comfortable in. Your partner may be trying to talk you into wearing something that is going to look fantastic in their mind, but for you, you're not going to walk in there feeling confident, feeling comfortable. You're going to be carrying yourself in a different way that's going to make people go, ooh, she doesn't want to be here. I don't think we need to spend our time talking to her, or him for that matter.
And when you say comfortable, you're not really saying like comfortable as in like, oh, you're comfortable in sweats and some sneakers. We're saying comfortable in something that you wear confidently and feel sexy in.
Correct. Take your time. There's no limit to how many times you're allowed to go to the club. Right. You don't have to do everything your first night there. If that first trip is just be there, be in the atmosphere, be in the environment, see the people, see what it's like. We've heard of plenty of couples that went that first night, didn't talk to anybody, and then went home and fucked like crazy. Like, oh my God, can you believe we were in a club where people were fucking, people were walking around like that. Remember this person, remember that person, remember when they did this. That is enough for your first night. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go in and have a 30-person orgy to go, well, that was our successful first night. It's happened, but you don't have to. Mm-hmm.
I know Flo says that you're likely going to end up naked at the end of the night, but if you don't, it's not the end of the world either.
No, and in all honesty, most people don't.
I don't know about that. Maybe not naked in the sense that you've played with somebody else. Speaking from my own perspective, I did not play the first night. I did not do much other than kiss and dance on the dance floor, but my skirt went up. Hands went in places that were not exposed to, you know, the rest of the room, but definitely not anything I anticipated would happen. So I may not have been naked, but I definitely did things on a dance floor I've never done before.
Fair enough. Have confidence.
Confidence for sure. And it's not confidence in the cocky sense of the word. It's confidence in the way you carry yourself. You don't need to be staring at the ground. You don't have to feel ashamed that you're in a place where everyone else there is showing some skin or feeling sexy. You can show that confidence just in the way you carry yourself around.
And if you're comfortable, mingle. Mm-hmm. Talk to people. Talking to somebody does not mean you're going to fuck them. It doesn't mean you have to fuck them. Just interact with other people and get used to, in all honesty, grown-ups struggle at making new friends.
Yeah.
That is what this is now. And you can't do that without talking to people.
Yep. It's so the mixer from sixth
practice
grade.
Speaking to people.
And it's honestly, it sounds so easy just saying mingle. Just talk to people. Yeah. No big deal. For me, that is the absolute most difficult part of the entire process of going to the club for me. Trying to mingle with people I don't know, trying to meet new people. It's definitely the hardest part. It's not the hardest part for everybody, but for me, I'm an introvert. I don't easily walk up to somebody and say, hi, my name is, and you are. And I don't have those conversations. That stuff doesn't flow out of my mouth. I feel awkward. I don't enjoy it. It feels like work for me to try to go through that process. However, if I can do it, so can so many other people out there.
Absolutely. And every party is different. If you're not a big fan of the crowd at one party, try another one out. Look for party themes that match what you're into. Mm-hmm. Because when you find party themes that match what you're into, you also find people that match what you're into.
Very likely.
One crowd is going to be completely different from the next. Don't go, oh, I went and it was such a weird theme and all the people were so weird and I didn't click with anybody. Because odds are, if you find that theme to be such a weird theme, then the people that are into that weird theme are going to make you go, ooh, those people are weird too because they're into that.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind, that every party is different, and don't just judge it based on your first trip. And because there are so many different themes and so many different nights and so many new people coming, this is growing at an incredible rate. I cannot believe how every week 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 new people walk into that club. Mm-hmm. And it's just growing and growing and growing. And I think that's because the word is traveling.
With all the social media, with Facebook groups, I mean, the number of ways that you can connect with people now, there's just so many apps.
And people are becoming more sexually open. And that's what's driving this. And you're seeing it on TV a lot more.
Yes.
There are throuple shows and swinger shows.
To build a sex room.
Yeah. It's definitely becoming more mainstream and allowing people to feel more comfortable to go, hey, you know what? This place wouldn't exist if other people didn't go to it.
Right.
Let's check it out.
Right.
And because of that, I've really, really, really wanted to start coming out to more people. Mm-hmm. I've bit my tongue several times in the past few weeks at work, like right on the edge of telling somebody something.
Yeah.
Just in passing, like, not, oh yeah, we were at a swingers club, or yeah, we're fucking these other people. Just something that's a little sprinkle of what we were doing that would make them go, wait a minute. And if it's, wait a minute, I don't want to hear anything about that. And they don't bring it up further, whatever. But if it's, wait, did you just say, tell me more about that? Then the discussion might go from there.
It's funny. I just had a vanilla friend ask me what she should wear for a function that we're going to be going to down the road here. And she wanted to kind of see what I was wearing and what I was packing to go. And in my head, it took me a couple seconds to shift, because most of the time when I'm asked what I'm wearing, it's usually from other swinger friends and swinger girls that are saying, you know, trying to match up, trying to get an idea of how sexy you're being and how sexy they should be. And all I could think in my head was like, wait, what are we doing that she needs to know what to wear to? So it does kind of infiltrate your thoughts, and it makes it difficult because you do have to filter yourself with those vanilla people in your life and decide who, you know, who kind of is privy to more information and who isn't, and kind of feeling out those friendships and deciding if it's worth sharing.
Yep, I agree. One of the things we brought up was the fact that there are no bouncers. She has a handful of ladies walking around, making sure no one's breaking the rules, no one's being obnoxious. I have frequently seen, if somebody starts to act up, someone will either go say, hey, calm down, there's no reason to get like that. Let's go over here. You don't need to be involved in this situation. And if it's something that people don't want to or can't handle, people will run and self-police and go, hey, this is happening over here. They all have radios, and they'll walk in and calmly diffuse the situation and move people out that don't need to be there.
One event that I remember that we witnessed was a couple that we knew. The gentleman of the couple smoked a lot of weed before he came. Then he continued to drink quite a bit. And the combination of the two did not make him out to be the most fantastically nice person in the world. But something I noticed was, as he was kind of getting out of control and his wife was trying to rein him in and get him out, it seemed to me that the overall sense that he ended up having as he was leaving that night, and her as well, was more of a embarrassed one and yes. not of a, you know, pulling somebody from fighting somebody else right. off or whatever. And then they didn't return to the club for a long time. And I think it's just that the atmosphere at our club is so close-knit that the regulars know the regulars, and the people who work there are all in good with each other, and everybody's supporting the club somehow, some way. Everybody is there to support the owner. Everybody loves the owner. She's fantastic. That sense that it wasn't somebody had to be kicked out. It was that, we're asking you to leave, sir, because you're out of control. But also his response is, oh shit, I am completely embarrassed. I can't believe I let myself act this way. And now everyone has seen this and I just feel terrible. Mm-hmm. That's the typical scenario that
for me, it would be,
I have seen.
Oh my God, please don't kick me out forever. I'm sorry.
Right.
You're right. I'll see you later. Bye. Sorry.
That's usually the scenario that I see mm-hmm. in those types of events where somebody has to be asked to leave. It's not usually like a fight or dragging someone out the door. I mean, knock on wood, obviously we don't want to see that, but have it that mentality of they hate me and they don't want me here. And it's more of a, oh crap, I fucked up. Yep. I did something wrong that I got kicked out and I ruined my chances at this club. I ruined it for myself.
Yep.
You asked Flo about if there was anything sexy that she had seen that, like, you know, that she took home with her that was just, that stuck with her. Mm-hmm. You've been going to clubs for way more years than I have. Have you ever had that moment of like, holy shit, this is the sexiest thing?
I mean, obviously very early on, I saw a lot of, oh my God, that's incredibly sexy.
Yeah.
Then the longer I went, it became, oh, wow, that's new. Haven't seen that before. Say in the couples room where a couple's been very shy, very shy, very shy. But then they go and sit in the couples room and they're watching, they're touching each other. They start making out and then they have that passionate, hardcore moment with each other. Mm-hmm. Some of the sexiest things that I've seen in the club is just a couple being with themselves. Mm-hmm. Like if people could see our reconnecting sex at home,
yeah,
they'd be like, whoa, that's some hardcore. I think the stuff we do here after the club is more intense than the vast majority of the things that we do at the club. But when I get to see those kind of things at the club, it's like, oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
How about you?
I enjoy seeing people we know enjoy something like or experience something for the first time and kind of being right there right afterwards. Just recently, you had mentioned how Echo came out of the cookie cupboard room and guess what I did? And mm-hmm. very proud of herself. Probably my all-time favorite was watching Nancy and Loudon in the couples room because they have some pretty fucking hot sex that together they and they are super steamy. And I got to be an addition to that. And that's kind of that very definition of why we do this is that we grow closer, our sex life is better, and it's hard to explain to people how adding more people into that makes it even better, but I got to be the addition to their hot sex life.
Yes, you did.
In that moment, and that was fantastic. And I really honestly felt like I just added more to it. I didn't feel like it was
a sprinkle and cherry on top.
Yeah. I didn't feel like I was a third. I didn't feel like I was something that they had to think about. I was truly just adding more to the pot.
Like Echo said, the unicorn added her sprinkles.
Came and sprinkled. Yeah. It's like those things, those little moments where somebody we know has had some really fantastic new experience and they're right there to tell you about it right in the moment or after the moment.
It is the best time to get a swinger confession.
Thanks for joining us for a Hump Day Quickie.
We hope this brought you some midweek excitement.
If you have your own confession you'd like to share with us and our audience,
please call 844-4-HUMP-DAY and leave us a message.
Can't wait to hear your sexy stories.